The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, Curry and Claypo back for segment two. We're going to be on Fox 6 this morning, right around 9:35, 9:40, talking about people in gyms, evidently an influencer. These stories really grate me.
New York, I like the New York Post.
Oh, it's great.
Because you get...
It's really snarky, very cynical.
Yes.
So if you're wanting to have that bright, sunshiny day, it's probably not the first thing you want to look at, because the first story is always something political. It's just slamming on somebody. It's kind of like...
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of celebrity stuff, which is fun for what we do, because we talk about... but yeah, it's pretty much got everything.
That's what I mean.
And you'll notice there's a lot of stories on it they post more than once, which is really interesting.
Yeah,
they really want you to see a story.
Exactly.
I guess Julia Fox, the one that dated Kanye, she took a video yesterday of the inside of her New York apartment. Did you see that?
No.
It's a piece of work. She's got her 2-year-old son. First of all, she says her two-year-old daughter sleeps with her.
Okay.
And she got blown up about that. She's like, my daughter always sleeps with me. She's going to sleep with me as long as she wants to. And people are like, teaching her how to... Well, it makes it sound like she may be one of these moms that breastfeed until she's, until they're 10 or 11, but I don't know.
I mean,
and then she showed a video of her hallway. It's pretty nasty. There's mice in it. I mean, it's...
Bad nasty. Oh.
Yeah, it's really small. She's like, I don't like to show my wealth. I hate people to show their wealth. I don't need a big house. I don't want these things. This is comfortable for me. And she's like, I know. She's like, brutally transparent is what she said. So she was catching some crap for that. That was on...
Well, if you got mice, that's a safety issue, right?
Probably. Unless they're pets.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to talk about people who gawk at gyms. I'll read it. Talked to a friend of mine who actually is a fitness trainer at a gym around here.
Okay.
You know it well. And he gave me a list of the 5 different people who go to gyms. It's really good.
Oh, that's good. You saw my rant when we were talking to Jeremy yesterday.
It's spot on. So we'll get into that coming up.
Oh, that's so good.
Happy birthday to Eddie Van Halen. He'd be 68 today.
68?
Eddie Van Halen would have been 68 today.
I mean, you know what's so weird? I obviously don't want to see anyone die at an age that's younger than their lifespan.
Yeah.
But, like, if I close my eyes and think about Eddie Van Halen, and I think a lot of people do this, the first visual image is not, like, when he was 55. Like, I just immediately think of him with the guitar and the suspension. Like, that is the image. And then I can sort of force myself to think about after with the cancer, and I can kind of go there.
About the long black hair, yeah.
Yeah, I can go there. But then to think of him, he would have been 68, and then 70. And this is terrible that I should say this. Like, David Crosby, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
He looked like shit from...
He should be dead. He should have been dead 3 years back, yeah.
But Eddie Van Halen, even when he was sick, he looked youthful.
Well, it's because David Crosby always looked like David
Crosby.
David Crosby just didn't look any different the last 20 years. I mean, he was portly and
he got a little more gray. Yeah, yeah, but just to think about David, I mean, think about Eddie Van Halen being 70, 75. I mean, we've been talking about this. They're all dying.
Yeah.
They're all dying.
Yeah, we had, man, with Beck, we had Christine McVie. We had a really rough last month. It was tough.
All right, so he would have been 68.
The one thing that... and I don't know if his son Wolfgang would have wanted this or not, but the one thing Eddie and Prince did this too, they left a warehouse full of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There was rumors that Eddie had over 1 million different demos in his vault when he died. And his studio was, he didn't know he was going to die. He was probably in there the day before, ripping on a guitar.
Right.
And all the stuff's in there. And anyone who's been through a death in the family, a sudden death in the family, you've got mom or dad's house, and it's full of crap.
Yep.
And God bless my sister, who was the executrix.
That is one of the hardest.
And I jumped the gun because I was like, sell it, let's go. And she needed that time. She was going box by box. She was separating nuts and bolts the whole 9 yards. I was like, move on already. But she needed that time. And that was an amends I needed to make. But we also had a plan that we did not follow. We were supposed to sell everything, we didn't. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So you're stuck with this room full of stuff. And in most cases, you're talking about an average human being that's got their personals and it's not that difficult. But when you're talking about 50 years of tapes, stuff that's worth money,
well, that's
people want
right.
it, they yeah, want releases, right, you know, and the right. band members are, so it gets really, really messy. So yesterday, Justin Bieber sells his music.
Yeah, I saw that.
To Hipgnosis for $200 million. He's 29 years old. He's the youngest individual to ever sell his catalog of music. Now,
explain to us and our audience one more time, because I do have a hard time wrapping my head around this. I think a lot of our viewers do, listeners do too. I don't exactly understand what it means to sell your music and what the implications are. So you got $200 million. Now what did you give up?
So everything prior to December 31st, 2022 that he created, that he wrote, that he cataloged, that he gets money from, that he gets retained for any of his TV, any of his stuff, any of his musical stuff, he no longer owns. He has no artistic rights to any of that music anymore. He's given it all up, which means any albums that are sold, he doesn't get anything from. Any music that's used in commercials.
Oh.
If they want to use Baby Baby in a Super Bowl ad, he gets nothing for it.
Whereas, as compared to had he not sold it, any album that was sold.
He would get residuals from all that.
He's not getting residuals. Okay.
And it was really a smart thing, first of all, because at the age of 29, he's certainly been incredibly successful. Now, he can make new stuff.
Right.
He's been incredibly successful. But he's also not going to get the residual effect for the next, and you know, a lot of his fan base is still younger. So you have to figure if you like Justin Bieber now, you're probably going to like Justin Bieber when you're 50 or 60. He's not getting that residual effect for the next 50 or 60 years. A lot of artists would say it's not worth the residual effect. Bruce Springsteen sold his catalog for $500 million, but he's 73.
Yeah.
And when you get to the end of it, you don't sit down with your family, well, maybe you do, and say, listen, Dad's thinking about selling his catalog of music. It's a lot easier to split $500 million among your siblings or your family than it is to split the retaining substance and the rights to the music and all
right,
that
right, because
stuff.
It doesn't, there's no
and
end
it probably point. Makes, from a litigious standpoint, if you got, because
oh
when
God.
It comes to money, I've seen it.
It
could be, I'm talking to a good friend of mine, his dad had $10,000,
yeah.
They had four kids, and they're fighting in court over it.
I say, dude,
let it go. He's like, I want my $2,500, so I'll let it go, because you're going to spend eight times that to get $2,500, let it go. Then when you're talking about millions of dollars, you can imagine where, you know.
Now, can they all do what Taylor Swift did?
Yeah, she
re-recorded.
She re-recorded her stuff because she had already had a deal with someone who already owned the rights to her music before she sold it off. This individual bought her stuff and then retained it, and then she went out and just. And I'm not sure why there's not a plagiarism situation.
Well, that's what I mean. She calls it Taylor Swift.
But I mean, what are you really getting out of music? Because Pete, you don't know if you're listening to the new stuff or the old stuff. It doesn't really matter.
No, but Taylor Swift fans will tell you, and this is an interesting thing.
Well, and she's young enough, too, that she's. I mean, we know she's as big as she's ever been. So
right.
She's pretty. And Justin Bieber now could. But I mean, to me, Justin Bieber's kind of. We don't hear much about Justin Bieber.
No, he's got issues.
Yeah.
Like, he's got some challenges that are significant.
Now, you say $200 million. Boy, I could take $200 million.
Yeah,
I'm here to tell you. You're 29. You have a style of living. $200 million
no,
is
well,
like
that's
20,000.
Yeah, it's, well, no, but then that's... Right. It's all relative. I mean, it's all relative. So at 200...
You have to figure you're going to pay $50 or $60 million in taxes.
Yeah, but you know what? This is like... So, oh, man. I'm going
to
make a...
What I'm saying is he's going to have to continue to make music in order
to live. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is a business. I'm going to give you a business analogy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the clients I work with, this is the analogy. This is an exit. So he just did a transaction. He had an exit. He sold off the company. He made $200 million. Okay. You could say he's set for life or he's not set for life. But there's nothing that says that he can't now go, which he will, and start a new company, which
sure.
is new songs. And you see a lot of entrepreneurs do this. They build a company up. They get an exit plan, and a lot of times the exits they're huge amounts of money. They are life-changing. I mean, $200 million, even for Justin Bieber, is life-changing.
Yeah.
So, but then what they do is then they have a little settle-down period, because sometimes there's non-competes and there's all this stuff. I mean, they have it in your industry. Then they re-emerge, and they start another company. And sometimes that second company is in the very same industry as the first company.
Yeah.
It doesn't compete by legal reasons. And then they do it, and then they have another exit plan. So you could see Justin Bieber essentially doing the same thing. Look, I got a $200 million pop.
Yeah.
Right? And now I'm going to go write more songs that I'll retain ownership to. And he's 20. What did you say? He's 29?
We see it in sports athletes all the time.
That's exactly.
At the age of 29 or 30, they start a new life. Kobe Bryant did it. I mean, a lot of... But in their particular case,
they
have to get out because they're done.
Right. No,
he's 29. He can career until he's 70 if he wanted to. And he should. Funny thing is, as soon as he got married, he settled down a little bit.
Yeah, but he's got... Well, he settled down.
Well, we didn't hear him as much anymore after he settled down.
Settled down, and I think, you know, this happens when you get married or you get in a serious relationship. Your partner starts saying things like, look, you got problems. You know, and it's like, yeah. You got problems, and if you want to stay with me, you need to adjust. We see this all the time. I mean, this is what keeps relationships either together or splits them apart. You're going off, you're doing your thing, and you're single, you're living a life, blah, 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 blah. You get together with somebody, and all the stuff that you kind of, I don't need to deal with that. That's not really a problem. It's all good. Then you get together. And then that person is sitting across from you, waking up, and you go, you know, you got a lot of anxiety, or you got a lot of anger, or you don't handle stress very well. Yes, I do. I've had no. I'm here to tell you because I live with you. Mm-hmm. And then you've got that choice.
Yeah.
Am I going to deal with my shit, or am I going to deal with it? So I think for Bieber,
most part, we think, and again, this is the youngest one that's ever sold.
Yeah.
Every other one, at first it bothered me. For someone like a Billy Squire, someone who hasn't been rolling for a long period of time,
maybe they're
doing, you know, Carnival cruise ships, you know, Rick Springfield or something like that. I get it because it's a money grab. And they are certainly 67 years old and they deserve to have their money. I get that. But it's also, to me, it's kind of like, I'm done. Bruce Springsteen's still making music. He's not done. But most of them that sell their music out are done. And you got to grab, and this has become a very lucrative business, which is really funny because growing up, most of these rock and rollers were dealing with record labels or record companies, and they still exist, but now everyone's out doing their own thing. And what's been the big argument about record companies? Royalties,
yep.
Ownership, you know, Dee Snider, Twisted Sisters, like we sold 10 million albums, I don't make a damn dime from it. They all sign their lives away. Give me the $1 million signing bonus and you can have the rest of my career kind of thing. Not realizing just how big they were going to get because they've been working bars for 15 years. Right. And all of a sudden, someone offers them. It's a deal with the devil. Now, all of a sudden, they turn it. That's why we don't worry about record sales so much. It's more about touring because you can make a hell of a lot more touring than you can making record sales because you're not making any residuals off that anyway because it's on Spotify and by the time it comes out through Sound Exchange, you're making nothing. And now it's kind of flipped back the other way. We're giving the companies, in this particular case, Hypnosis, all the power again. And you wonder if there's going to be anyone that says, despite the fact that I sold my record deal for $200 million, are they going to look back on that in 10 years and go, I wish I had held on to it. Because these companies are big enough and smart right. enough to utilize, they're not going to give you $200 million if they don't think they're going to get a return on their money.
Right.
And Justin Bieber's just looking at his record sales and putting his stuff out and doing concerts, but they're utilizing his money or songs
That's
for TV
point.
Commercials
right.
and it, for movie yes. roles. I mean, we know that AC/DC charges $500,000 if you want to use Thunderstruck in a movie. It's a large chunk of change.
I think when you're young, it is a business. I was going to say the parallels here to business.
Yeah.
Are so interesting, but it is a business. It's just we don't think about it this way. So I know a lot of young entrepreneurs and founders who do really well for themselves. They start when they're in their early 20s. They build up a company in, let's say, 4 to 8 years. So they're under 30 or early 30s. They'll have an exit where they make anywhere from $500,000 to $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now they're 31 years old.
Yeah.
They could stop, right? They 31 million, you know, they're not Justin Bieber, right? Yeah. And they take some time off, but in their mind is, I'm 31 years old. I that was fun. I like that. I'm just going to start again. I'm going to do another one. So I think, one of the things interesting about Justin Bieber is you're right. It's a very different mindset if you're 29 versus 69. And so Bieber's probably thinking, I had a great exit. I made $200 million. I've got my whole career ahead of me. I'm going to create all kinds of new music, and I may or may not decide on the second one to hold it. I see that with business founders as well. Sometimes on the second company, they don't have a transaction. They're like, I'm just going to stay in this one. No. With it. It is so, there are so many different ways to make money. And every one of them, there is this risk that you take. And you're basically banking, in the case of Justin Bieber, or even in a young business, you're banking on yourself.
Okay.
Can I do it again?
All right, coming up here next, we'll talk about this on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning. Do you work out? Do you have a gym membership? This is about going to the gym. This ain't about your barbells and stuff down your basement. If you go to a gym, you're one of five different people. And I talked to a good friend of mine who's a fitness trainer. He works people out. All this is what he does for a living. He's like, here's the five people that come to gyms. And I'll tell you who those people are. You will fit into one of these groups. But if you are dating or married to a person who goes to a gym or has a personal trainer, it ebbs and flows. Maybe you get somebody, we talked about this the other day, the guy gets the bicycle and he rides once a day. And next thing you know, he's wanting to ride in races. Next thing you know, he's traveling to Tupelo every weekend. You're like, we have a very good friend of ours who's a private investigator.
Yep.
He has told me that without gyms, he wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, I know.
He's sitting in the parking lot.
Of a local one. Don't mention it.
4 days a week.
Yeah, he didn't have to go anywhere. That's what's great about it.
He said, I can just park my car in the parking lot and get all my business done right here. And he goes, this is where I make bank, in a gym parking lot. So you got people watching everywhere. This comes from an influencer who... the old man of me has got to be really careful here because I saw some dude in my neighborhood. He's probably my age. He had the whole gar. I'm like,
was he biking? Yeah.
No, he was walking. He was speed walking.
Oh,
he had the shoes. He had the pants, the skin tight pants. He had the shirt. He had the goggles. Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm like, good for you,
He's walking, he's speed walking.
I'm the guy that comes in with a torn T-shirt and the shorts that I've had since I was in high school. That's how I work out.
You can't do that anymore. No, you need athleisure.
I know, right? Athleisure. I'm like,
all right, we'll talk athleisure coming up after the break.
But if you are a person that works out and you're very, very proud of what you do with your body and you find that you're being looked at, you are. And we'll talk about that next year on Curry and Claypo.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.